From Tidbits on March 18th, 2013, this is OS X 10.8.3 Mountain Lion Fixes Nagging Bugs, written by Adam C. Angst. With OS X Mountain Lion 10.8.3 update and the included Safari 6.0.3, Apple has squashed numerous nagging bugs, many of which were extremely specific and were thus overlooked in larger 10.8.2 release from nearly 6 months ago. The free update is available via the App Store app with Delta, and combo updaters now ready for download from the Apple Support download site. Although we haven't noticed any problems yet, we recommend holding off on the update for at least a few days until we've seen if it introduces any new problems. Let's take a look at the details. Ding dong, the file URL bug is dead. See, a simple text ring that crashes most Mac applications from February. This bug was minor, but embarrassing, so it's nice that Apple has addressed it. The Contacts app fixes several printing-related bugs, including one that caused cards to print out of order and another that caused addresses to print in the wrong location. We still mostly print with Beelite Software's more capable labels and addresses, so we've not run into these problems. If you use Bootcamp in favor of VMware Fusion or Parallels Desktop, and you want to stay up to date with the latest developments on both sides of the fence, 10.8.3 adds support both for installing Windows 8 and for Macs with 3TB drives. iCandy lovers will be pleased to learn that 10.8.3 finally brings back to Mountain Lion's slideshow screensaver that capability to display photos from subfolders, and also fixes a bug that could cause the desktop picture to change after logging out or restarting. If you've noticed wackiness on the screen after waking from sleep, that should be a thing of the past too. Listen up for two audio-related fixes, one that prevents an audio stuttering problem on 2011 Macs and another that could cause Logic Pro to become unresponsive when using certain plugins. On the networking side, 10.8.3 promises reliability enhancements when using a Microsoft Exchange account in Mail, claims improved compatibility with IMAP server in the Notes app, prevents messages from displaying messages out of order after waking from sleep, and includes fixes for two Active Directory bugs that could cause delays on high-latency networks and lock out users after accessing the security and privacy pane of system preferences. Safari 6.0.3 improves performance when scrolling on Facebook and while zoomed in on a web page, plus while viewing web pages with plugin content. Also included are bug fixes for an erroneous alert claiming that bookmarks can't be changed, duplicate bookmarks on iOS devices after editing them in Safari on the Mac, incorrect access to unfiltered search results when searching Google with parental controls enabled, and a problem that prevents Safari from restoring the correct page position when you navigate back to a previous page. As always, both 10.8.3 and Safari 6.0.3 address numerous security vulnerabilities. Safari 6.0.3 fixes no less than 15 WebKit memory corruption bugs, plus a pair of cross-site scripting attacks. 10.8.3 security fixes span the gamut, addressing components and apps such as Apache, core types, international components for Unicode, identity services, image I.O., I.O. accelerator family, the kernel, login window, messages, PDF kit, and QuickTime. Plus, the update no longer allows incorrect SSL certificates. There's also a mention of a malware removal tool that Apple says will run on installation and will remove most common variants of malware. You are alerted only if malware is found. As noted at the start, although the changes in both 10.8.3 and Safari 6.0.3 are welcome, there's no telling if Apple has inadvertently introduced new problems, so unless you're being vexed by something these updates fix on a daily basis, we recommend holding off on this update until the early adopters give the all clear. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and nice to see Apple fixing these bugs. Sort of too bad that it took 6 months to do it for some of them.